Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sense Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey, you handsomes. Were you a fan of our playthrough of the 1986 tabletop RPG Dinosaur Park, but wanted to hear how Adam and Cass would handle the official yet rarely referenced expansion, Dinosaur Park 2, Dinosaur Land? Then do we have great news for you. Dinosaur Land is coming to SansPantsPlus.com on January 1st, 2020. All you have to do is sign up to SansPantsPlus.com at any level from now until January 31st and you'll get access to the complete playthrough New Year's Morn. Get in quick because come February, it'll only be available to SansPants Kings. So just head to SansPantsPlus.com today and sign up so you can enter the new year listening to the terrible atrocities that Adam and Cass unleash onto an unsuspecting dinosaur land.
Once upon a time in 94, Montel had no money. Life sure was... am I introducing myself? Okay, right. That was, by the way, the beginning of the rap from This Is How We Do It by Montel Jordan. Hi, I'm Alistair George William Trombley Birchall, and I have a podcast called Two in the Think Tank, and then also a guided meditation podcast called Shusher Guided Meditations. It's a comedy guided meditation thing. Is that and that is me. Oh gosh.
Welcome to today's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. We ask the important questions like, what video game boss would make the best boss?
I like that the best real boss is, I think, what we've said, but no, we haven't.
Real boss.
Make the best boss, just in general.
What's the difference?
Well, I don't know. Bowser's fake.
All video games are fake. Oh, no. I like that. It's like, yeah, we have history and fake.
Yeah, Tony Hawk's not fake. He's real. Anyway, Bowser.
But wait, are we really controlling Tony Hawk?
so hang on.
Yes.
So any video game, like say a sports video game,
yes.
Not fake.
Real. True, I would say.
We no longer have, like, it's a genre of, so Tetris, what's that?
Fake.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's not really happening. Anyway.
What about a fishing game?
Real.
What about if it's an animated fishing game?
Fake.
Anyway, Bowser.
Bowser, King of the Koopas, Bowser K. Cooper, in charge of the Koopalings. What do we think he would make a good boss? Nobody ever complains. Mm. I think a testament to Bowser's prowess as a CEO is that no Goomba is ever like, no.
That's true. He seems to be a lot for the little guy. He always gives a lot of people attention, and he seems to give a lot of people, you know, actual jobs. He's a job creator.
Yeah.
Like, there's no one in, like, the Mushroom Kingdom out of a job.
Do we have to assume that if we are working for Bowser, we are Koopas and Goombas? Am I in Mario World 1-1 standing there waiting for Mario to come and jump on my head?
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, most of the job is not that. It's mostly just walking back and forward,
true.
Which sounds nice.
That's pretty
you're out,
easy.
You're getting exercise.
Mm. You're outside, lovely sun. Mm. You're always there. Never nighttime. Yeah. When is it nighttime?
Permanently not nighttime. You would want to get one of those outdoor ones and not be in a pipe. That would be rough to get your roster and be like, it's pipe duty again. But I'm down in the pipe.
Do I recall that occasionally that sun would get really angry and shoot things at you?
Yes.
Yeah, that is a worry. And sometimes...
Well, hang on. Would the sun shoot things at everyone or just Mario?
Oh, it's just Mario. Because then whatever. The
sun loves us.
Well, but I know, but that's all we would see. We don't know what the sun is like when we're all, like, you know, when he's not on screen.
Is the sun an employee? No, of well,
it's weird because some enemies in Mario are clearly just like fish. So, like, they don't work for Bowser. They're just another thing Mario's got to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
What? It's rough, though, as from a boss perspective. Okay, yes. So imagine we are Bowser.
Done.
And we're in a position where we've got to decide who we're putting in Mario's way. Great Bowser robotic movement.
Well, I've
got to
have a big shell and I've got to be bigger.
Okay, and first of all, a Goomba who has no arms and only legs and a big domed head comes in and you're like, the perfect place for you is the first thing Mario's going to see.
Okay, so you're a big Goomba, you've got a big head, feet, no arms. Okay, we can't give you a hammer. That's out.
Yeah.
All right, but you can walk. Okay. Left, right, be an obstacle.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I got to go for that tag.
But is
he's
that
innovative?
No, but is that clever?
It's so clever. What else can the Goomba do?
I think
he's, don't employ.
I mean, if it sounds like a boss who's very inclusive is like
that's
true. He is giving people jobs based on their abilities. Yeah. I mean, that's somebody who's thought it through. It's a very kind of compassionate boss.
Yeah, yeah, like, maybe think about it. He's not like that little hammer turtle boy.
Yeah,
like he's not given that job to a Goomba.
No,
imagine them being like, yeah, here's your helmet, the hammer, some knee pads, go nuts. And the Goomba's like, meh.
I just think it's maybe irresponsible to put a Goomba in Mario's way.
Okay, I'm a Goomba.
Okay.
All right, I come up to you guys, I guess the joint Bowsers.
Yeah. Hey, we're Bowsers.
Hey, how are you?
And I'm like, hi, I would like a job. I have no arms, and I am just a big head with feet.
We're going to put you in cannons, okay? Yeah. You're poisonous to touch. You make Mario do the woo, and he falls off the stage.
Yeah. I do hate little Italian men. We
all hate little Italian men.
But we don't like you that much, so we're going to put you right after he gets that star.
That you're going to be in the way.
But if you don't want to be put there, we do accept gold coins.
Okay, I have a gold coin in me. That is, I believe, my soul.
It's crazy to imagine.
I'm not an employee yet, and I think if it was, this wouldn't be good.
Can I
unionize? I want to unionize.
Where are the guts of a Goomba? Can you get a Goomba up? I want to figure out where his anus is.
Excellent.
I've just sort of realized I don't know what the fuck the inside of a Goomba
could be. It's not going to be at the top because you don't want to ever have anything sort of dripping down.
If you look at a Goomba, they've got like, they look like a penis, but with a very big head.
Yeah.
So like the short, I guess, shaft.
Yeah.
That would be where his...
So between his two shoes.
Yeah.
If those are shoes, those could be just turds.
Yeah.
So it could be
just resting in a couple of shoes.
They just stick up against the base of the mushroom part.
Yeah.
And then like that. And then you can use them to run.
Look, there's got to be, someone's done, an anatomy drawing of a Goomba, which is not very helpful.
No, it's not at all.
They call them a fungus, though, so maybe they used a mushroom.
Maybe, I mean, toadstools don't have anuses, so maybe this is a like a kind of fruitless exercise, somewhat. Okay,
yes.
So Bowser,
so
on that front, probably pretty... Okay, I rescind my statement. He's put the Goombas somewhere useful.
Exactly. Sure. I think because he has... He kind of he's working with what he's got.
Yeah.
Know what he wants. He's like, he's not looking at a Goomba being like, I wish you had arms.
Mm.
I wish, could do anything else but just walk left and right.
Yeah.
Or when we get to 3D in a bit more of a pattern.
In a couple of directions,
And then he's in a... Because do Goombas naturally stack? Or was that something that was taught by Bowser?
Was he like, get on top of each other. We're going to make you tall. Yeah. See if that's better.
Like, all right,
see if that works. Mm.
Guys, look, I understand that we've gone through like several years of unproductivity. Mm. And so, look, I know this Mario, the biggest problem is he's jumping on you. What if you were too tall for him to jump on you?
Yeah.
All the Goombas are going, what do you mean? We're still tiny, we're still short.
Like, no.
We can't go. It's like, no.
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 You stupid fucks.
Have you ever seen some kind of palm tree?
Yeah, you're going to look like that. It's going to work out. And obviously it never does.
Yeah.
What
if maybe when the Goombas come to a Bowser, they're actually just regular mushrooms.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And the way that they become Goombas, essentially carnivorous, they look, I mean, they've got those fangs, which suggests that they're carnivorous.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's what he gets out of them as an employee. Like, that's how good he is.
Oh.
You know, is that he can take a sort of
an inanimate
mushroom and through, I guess, boss-like motivational speaking, he can make them sort of animate anime.
You are more than just a mushroom. Yeah. And then slowly the mouth forms on the mushroom.
Exactly. And these eyes kind of start popping out. Yeah.
What do we think about the fact that the ultimate goal of Bowser's company, as it were, is I don't know what it is.
Yeah, what is his company?
Well, if Bowser... Okay, so Okay, let's discuss Bowser's plan as a boss.
Yeah.
Step one, kidnap Princess Peach.
Step two...
What is step two?
Well, he's distributing wealth. Because again,
is he?
Yeah, because he's putting a coin in every single Goomba.
Oh, that's true. I didn't know he was putting the coin in them.
Well, now I'm trying to think, because like, every, you know, there's money in a lot of, you know.
Yeah, is there money in the Goomba? I know there's points.
Yeah.
There's money in a Goomba.
Yeah. Is there money in a Goomba?
There's money in bricks, random bricks around the place. He's like, oh, I'm just going to hide some of my money in here.
No one will ever find my cash if it's in these bricks.
I'm 80% sure.
Imagine hiding your money in a brick and then watching a man punch that brick. How could he possibly have known?
How do you know?
How could he possibly have figured out that's where I put my one gold coin?
And Mario's got must have somebody on the inside.
Absolutely.
He must have like an Italian who has who's infiltrated it and hidden himself as either a Goomba or like one of those, you know, Koopa.
Mario. For some reason, he put the money in the bricks.
He's like a contractor who's like, yeah, I'm a bricky. It's
Are
cool.
you saying that I got to break of these bricks with my hands?
Yes. Break if you wanted the money, Mario. No. That's your
maybe
only
just
option.
A way of like, you know, he's clearly dodgy cousin.
Yeah,
he's like, all right, Mario, I got a way of laundering all this money. So what we do, we'll get some gold coin, and now I got a job in the Mushroom Kingdom. I make a lot of the brick.
Yeah,
right, I put the coin in the brick. I let set. I live that for a couple of years. Now you come along, punch the brick, get the coin, and later on
the greatest money laundering scheme.
Who got
to?
Who got to expect?
You got a million. Laundromats and fish and chip shops around this country, and you bulldoze them, you'll find that the walls just gold. Exactly.
Gold coins.
Where's the money, Mario? In the brick.
Mario, you fucking moron.
By the way, when you were talking as that guy, I was picturing an Italian man who had shaved himself and put on a little turtle shell so that he could infiltrate into Bowser's kingdom.
Hey, Mario, don't jump on me. It's Antonio. Oh my God.
I got a job.
Yeah. I'm a working now. Tell mama.
He looks like, what's his name? Garth from.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm imagining the Master of Disguise.
As a turtle. Dana Carvey.
I'm a turtle.
Mario. It's your brother. Third missing brother, Pasquale.
Was it with you guys that somebody was telling me that? While they were filming that exact scene is when 9/11 happened?
Yeah. That's where 9/11 happened, and they all had a moment of silence on the set of The Master of Disguise. Yeah, how did that happen? How did anyone get through that? That changes you. Yeah. You don't come out of that the other side.
Maybe we just wrap up. Stop filming for a day.
Today, The Master of Disguise... It's not that important. I'm sure everybody in that moment looked around each other and were like, it's not going to be good, so we can take the day off.
Look, maybe at the time, Dana Carvey's career was very promising, and they thought, this is what's going to get us out of this horrible scenario.
This is your go film. I always think it's crazy. So off topic, but here it is. So, because I'm with you. So The Emperor's New Groove, right? Yes. Disney film has David Spade as the main voice actor.
Yes.
That's amazing that David Spade was once such a powerful celebrity that he was the go-to for Disney's animated feature.
I don't think that's a correct statement.
But if your go-to comedic lead in a Disney film around that time, you're talking Robin Williams, you're talking Eddie Murphy, you're talking Danny DeVito, you're talking... David Spade.
Well, no, because you had Chris Farley as the ogre originally.
Yeah.
And him and
that's
David Spade.
Shrek, that's different.
That's what I mean, but him and David Spade used to do a lot of...
Shrek's not Disney, though, it's DreamWorks.
And so they figured they would have got the second half of the duo.
But maybe, you know, I guess back in the day, they also got Gilbert Gottfried to play the parrot. Like, Gilbert Gottfried, you know...
I'm a parent.
You know, like it's a strange choice. Now we don't know what people the 90s were really like.
Yeah.
Being an adult in the 90s, it was different.
You
man.
See, David
had
Spade
Danny
is
DeVito.
In, you're like, oh my god, the favorite of children everywhere. David,
he was in Just Shoot Me. You remember Just Shoot Me?
Look, right? These days we look at a person like David Spade and we go, look, he is. doesn't have the body or the body of work really to do that. But the right kind of boss, someone like Bowser, can find a place for them. Right?
Bowser sees David Spade and Bowser says, that's a star.
I know where to go. I know what I can make of this man.
I can
make you a talking llama.
That's right, because right now we're just, you know, we're putting Bowser just in the boss position of running this kingdom.
Yeah, you're right.
But what kind of job would you have with Bowser? He could be running. Mm. I mean, he could be, and not in the same way that he was, but he could be like a Weinstein. Weinstein. I think he would have done a much better job.
Yeah.
No, but like, I mean, in this position.
He could be producing films, is what you're saying. Yeah.
So many other choices, yeah. AT. So many you could have gone for.
Yeah.
I don't know who else right now.
You know, a John Lasseter?
Yeah.
Like sorry, I'm not good at this.
You're right. So, Bowser could be producing films.
Yeah.
That's true. Bowser could be in the movie making business.
That's right. And I think that would be exactly the kind of guy he would go for. A David Spade. Yeah. You go, you're an underdog. You're a little mushroom. Right? You don't have any arms or legs. Well, you got feet. Right?
You know what?
I got
good.
A position for you. You're going to be walking back and forth, talking like a llama. Right? You never get to see what the Goombas do.
Yeah,
what
you never get to see them outside. What do they want to talk about? Do they have hopes? Do they have dreams? It's unclear.
They're probably really sarcastic and play a great male boy in Just Shoot Me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Would be perfect as that. So we've got a list here
of top
Boss 10 traits of great bosses.
Sure.
So let's see if Bowser, how well he does.
How he fares.
So first one is honesty. Now, as a Goomba, as a humble Goomba, I know that my boss wants to kidnap Princess Peach.
I think he's transparent about that. Yeah. You're in it. He's like, I gotta kidnap the... Let's role play. I'll be Bowser, you be a Goomba and a Koopa, and I'll be explaining the plan.
Right.
Okay, so... I gotta kidnap the princess for reasons that are unclear.
Yeah. Okay.
And
Okay. Is she ransom? Is money?
It's maybe I'm in love with her.
Okay, and then you get
maybe I want the kingdom.
Do you get half her wealth? All her wealth?
I'm gonna hang out at the inner castle next to an axe.
Okay.
And probably Mario's gonna come and try and grab her.
Yeah. But you're going to be honest and tell him that you've got the princess.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, great. As long as you're honest with people, that's what I look for in a boss.
I like to be transparent in the things I do.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Then it's hardly a crime.
If everybody's on the same page, that's all I care about.
So you're being honest about it.
Oh, okay, fantastic.
And it's not going to get in the way of you being able to pay any of your employees.
Of course, you know. All right.
It doesn't seem like we're doing that much else.
It doesn't seem like anybody really has like a job or a home. Yeah. So
I can't farm for to save my life.
It's not like okay, you got no society.
Well, you kind of are produce.
In a way,
You've given me sentience. We've given you purpose.
You know, we've managed to just, you know, instead of farming, we can just breed you guys by getting you guys, you know, to
get bro eyes and mouths. Exactly. Well, I feel like this was a very productive meal.
No, thanks.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
So honesty.
Tip. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Wow.
The ability to mentor stuff and provide resources. Hell yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, absolutely.
He's already got a kingdom. Yeah. Right there, you got this all ability, all the resources that a kingdom provides.
So in the Mario games, right, you have the Koopas, but then you get Koopas with hammers, you get Koopas with whips or whatever.
Yeah.
So I imagine that's not something Bowser's organized. You're a Koopa, you come to Bowser, you're like, Bowser, I reckon if I had a hammer, I'd be able to whop Mario better than right now. And Bowser's like, innovator, you're in, here's a ball peen hammer, go nuts.
Here's a ball peen hammer. In fact, here's maybe a little bit of extra wages to then teach other Koopas.
Absolutely.
And buy some more ball peen. He's to wail away 100%. At Mario's kneecaps.
Yeah, and you pick, like, imagine some, you know, Koopas might be coming to him. They say, "Hey, look, you know, Bowser,
I don't like that much. You know, when he stands on us and he hurts us and things like that. Yeah. He kicks my shell.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really like that. Could you invest maybe in a pit of lava? You know,
put some lava in the way.
You know, and I don't know if this is too much to ask for, but could there be like a fireball that kind of comes out on a
period?
like a very regular
time.
Can you control?
Maybe I can create some kind of block that has like a chain of fire. I said, spin it in a circle. Some complicated jumps for him to do.
Oh, that'd be great. Moving platforms.
That's better than anything
I could have thought of myself.
What another productive medium.
If we can get one of them stars that make me invincible in a brick so that I can
hit. Well, they're not for you guys.
Sometimes
you gotta take the good with the bad.
You know, but could you maybe put them in something that we could get them out of?
I don't think I can do that.
No, maybe bricks. You know, we don't have really the hammers.
Okay, my office out. All right,
you shall can break a brick.
Thank you so much for bringing this. It's on my to do list.
Man, but Mario would be a lot scarier if the Koopa could get that invincibility thing and just chase you.
Yeah.
All right. So the ability to motivate.
Well, it seems like it's working.
I mean, they're all, like, obedient.
Yeah. Is that the same?
No one is, like, you know, not doing their job. But a Koopa is going left and right. A whip boy's got a whip.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's there doing their job. Someone who's firing a Karen. Like, and that's the thing. It's like on a...
She says somebody that's firing a Karen.
A Karen. Oi, Karen.
Karen, get in. Woo!
Oh, maybe all those little missiles with the faces are called Karen.
Yeah, just Karens. So, exactly. Karens are being fired.
Yeah.
But everything is being done at a regular interval.
Yeah, that's
which
true.
Which means that the trains are running on time.
Absolutely.
Mussolini got the trains running on time.
I don't want to associate Bowser with some horrible person. That wouldn't be like me.
No. I would never even dream of that.
But he makes them run on time. And just to think about, like, the operation that has to happen behind the scenes.
Yeah, absolutely.
The reloading of those cannons from underneath. You know, the manufacturing of those whips and hammers and things like that. He's got all the...
There's a lot of infrastructure behind it all. Mm-hmm. Man, the training to do it at the regular intervals is must be...
Exactly. I, a human being, like, do something every 10 seconds.
Yeah, I'll cook.
I have no rhythm.
Yeah.
I don't even know if rhythm's the right word.
He's managed
to give mushrooms rhythm.
He's managed to give mushrooms rhythm.
He probably does, like, you know, improv classes with them and things like that and would teach them, like, music.
Yes.
Like that. Okay, yeah. You know, he's getting them. You know, he's got some, like, I don't know, some claves out there. 1, 2, 3, 4, and they're
Goomba walking back and forth. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We find breakdancing gives you all the skills you need to actually do, you know, run the kingdom and things like that. Yeah,
it's great to imagine Bowser grabbing the bottom of a Goomba and spinning him like a top,
like a dreidel.
Exactly. Woo!
It still builds trust exercises.
Absolutely.
You know?
I see the next one on your list. Emotional intelligence. I don't know that Bowser has.
Yeah.
I don't know that you can kidnap a princess for what? Still reasons that are unclear to me.
Yeah, he wants to. Well, we know he wants to marry her.
Sometimes.
Like, I'm just taking that's the most recent in Odyssey. He wants to marry
her. Yeah, that's true. That's
so
true.
I'm going to take his most recent plan as what he wants.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
That is not massively. If you have kidnapped someone to marry that does not want to marry you, which is the case,
yes,
that you are not very emotionally intelligent.
Yeah, so strike for that.
There could be that problem where he might have grown up in one of those countries where that's kind of tradition.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Then, he's kind of feels pressure from his family to do it that way.
Mama Bowser, Papa
that's
Bowser.
That's kind of how we do
you
it.
Know, Papa Bowser's like, well, when I met your mother, she was a princess of three kingdoms over. My father sent me on a journey to kidnap her, and now she loves it.
Man, what a twist to find out that Bowser's parents are a Bowser and a human. That would be a fucking, that would be wild.
Yeah.
Trust.
Next one is trust.
Yeah.
So, I trust Bowser.
Me too. He's got a trustworthy face.
Yeah, I think by making things run on time, he tells you that, you know, look, you're safe in my hands.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
And obviously they're not safe in his hands because they're getting crushed and died.
This is the thing about being like, say, a boss or CEO. There's that level of like manipulation and like sociopathy and some level of like narcissism that you need to run like
a multi-million dollar company.
So having someone you can trust, even though you know, you're being sent to your death.
Yeah.
But you kind of do it with a smile on your face.
Yeah.
So, like, he's very trustworthy. He's not doing a great thing. Like, I am going to die working for... But hopefully, like, you know, death comp is good.
Have we colored? Oh, have we colored this relationship? And actually, everybody just fears Bowser.
No, no, that
couldn't be right. No. Okay, no, the willingness to be to deliver open and honest feedback.
I just feel.
Hey, where are our
helmets? Maybe if I spoke to Bowser and I was on a bridge.
Yeah.
Underneath me was lava.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I had some criticism for Bowser. Mm. He might. Maybe. That's true. Look, a button could be pressed and I could fall in lava and there might be an internal investigation to see if it was an accident.
And yeah, it would.
Or if it was deliberate. And like, look. It's going to be an accident most times, but it's going to happen a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No, I don't. I think it looks kind of like strikes from here on down.
Yeah. So the ability to inspire.
Yeah.
I don't know if I. Wait, no. The underlings also go out and kidnap a princess.
That's
every
true.
Now and again,
that's
yeah?
true. Yeah. They are
like
not.
Bowser Jr. goes and. You know,
yeah. And even sometimes
the
Goombas will do it for Bowser. I count that.
So that's inspiring.
Self awareness.
Bowser has zero self awareness.
I think maybe some of the other Koopas might be inspired by him that one day they could take over. Even though, like, you know, like if maybe all his kids die accidentally.
Yeah. Oh,
you
that's
know,
so
like
sad.
They could, you know, like, and then you could get a regular Koopa. Maybe you could feed him a bunch of royal jelly like the bees do. And then that's how you get a Bowser. You know?
Yes. Nah, so. I love anything with royal jelly. I'm so I always wonder how much royal jelly I would have to eat to become a queen bee.
A queen bee.
At least like three tubs, yeah.
Oh, just too much. I'd die first.
The next one is like the willingness to learn what employees need, which we already covered. Because
we've covered it.
Bowser
yes.
definitely, 100%, will always put you in where you need to be.
Yeah.
And the last one is compassion. No, he doesn't
No,
have
he
that.
Doesn't
but,
have that.
So apart from that.
he did pretty good. He's ticked quite a lot of boxes. What about... Dr. Eggman.
Sure.
Sonic's bad guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Big,
so.
Spherical, megalomaniac, big mustache, lots of robots. Mm.
He's got a lot of confidence and, again, big mustache, which is something I would like in a boss.
I don't know if I've ever heard Eggman speak, but I imagine he talks like this. I'll get you next time, Sonic!
Yeah. I imagine a lot of heavy breathing.
Yeah, but he's kind of like, he's sort of like a Steve Jobs-esque kind of like tech genius, I think, from like all the robots.
He comes out
things.
On stage and he's like, Eggman Expo 2020, introducing this machine that is a... It's like a ball that I sit in, connected to a chain, and it spins around.
See,
and everybody in the crowd's like,
"See, I see him more as like a Clive Palmer-esque type person, you know, failed politician from Queensland.
Yeah,
you know, kind of big, heavy set, again, being like, I've got a lot of money, and so we're gonna, you know, put this into a big sphere.
Yeah,
I'm gonna grow out my mustache because the youth love it.
Yeah."
And then he's going to spend a lot of money on memes.
What do you...
Who do you think was in charge of the most recent Sonic the Hedgehog poster? Isn't that some kind of villainous move by
true.
A certain Eggman?
What do you think is a cause you'd rather fight for? Turning every little animal into a robotic little animal and capturing Sonic and Tails?
Yes. Yeah.
Or kidnapping indiscriminately a princess?
You're hurting less people by kidnapping one princess.
Yeah, yeah.
If you kidnap a princess, that means like her kingdom going under.
Falls into turmoil.
Oh, that's true. There could be a power vacuum, which could let some...
Political unrest.
Yeah. You're right. I hadn't thought about that.
What are the unintended consequences of stealing a princess?
The
I don't know.
The unintended consequences of killing Sonic and Tails are minor. Two annoying cunts are dead. That's
true. And we don't know what his longer-term plan is with those animals. Because I think that there's a chance that by turning them mechanical, he's trying to stop animal-on-animal violence.
Oh, my God. Possibly.
You know, because
no wolf is ever going to attack a gazelle if they're both robots.
Exactly.
Wolf
you know,
attack
and you know, he'll... No, he could control them. He can go, no, this is just where food is. You can get like a pile of muck over here.
Maybe his kind of intent is to domesticate all animals.
Mm.
You know, I think it's not what I'd call a worthy cause.
But it is a cause.
Yeah, but you can see how his heart might be in the right place if he has a heart.
Absolutely.
And again, if we're going to go through like, say, I don't know, Horizon Zero Dawn, where it's kind of like all these mechanical creatures, they kind of like, because a lot of life dies out.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Eggman is like, you know, one step ahead of everyone else. He's like, look, climate change is fucking everything up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a good way to do this is to like kill all the real cows and get mechanical cows who do everything that they need to do without that methane issue.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. I mean,
so it's like, so we have all these like, you know, gazelles, all these grazing animals that kind of churn up that soil. But without the other problems, yeah. Without the mess.
Look, that's not. I guess it depends on what you're powering your mechanical cows with. I mean, of course, he's doing
it. I mean, toxic runoff.
Yeah. Look, I mean, but you know, if it's electric and then those electric batteries are charged through some renewable power, I think you could have a game here.
I think even if Eggman's aim was to just kill Sonic and Tails, I would be on board. If Eggman was like, Jackson, we got to kill this hedgehog, I'd be like, I got to agree. Put some pants on him. Yep, let's do it. And then I'd run after, it'd be one of the bosses of Green Hill Zone, and it'd just be me, and I just wail on that hedgehog.
Yeah, this piece of shit's running too fast. He's stealing our money. He's stealing our money.
Golden rings.
Our golden rings.
What an annoying currency.
Because you know, like back in the old days, when you used to be able to just leave your doors unlocked.
Yes.
Well, before that, right, people used to say, remember when you used to just be able to keep all your rings out near all those sort of bendy curves out in the open?
Yeah, remember when you used to be able to keep your rings in the television before the bendy curve? These days, Sonic the Hedgehog will jump on it twice.
Exactly. You had to, it was great. You had to keep all your rings in a row.
Yeah.
All nicely, like, neat. I'm a man who likes order. I like seeing my rings in a row.
I wish.
And then some blue dickhead has to come and take them all.
I would love a little animation, Zammit, of you in like one of the industrial zones just before a ring, gently placing the last ring, arranging it so they're in a row, standing back, and then Sonic.
Tiny mammals.
I also like to imagine at the end, because there's always that bit where you run before you fight Eggman, and Sonic running and whacking him in the knees with a bat, stealing his shoes, running off the other. Steal his shoes, swing him around my neck, and just run. Sonic can't get anywhere on barefoot. He'll get a blister.
What That's animal was Tails?
I think it was a fox.
Fox, of course.
Yeah.
They shouldn't fly.
No, that's ridiculous.
The idea of some kind of flying fox, no thank you.
No one's ever heard
of that. No one's ever heard of that.
Idea.
Some kind of monstrosity.
Yeah.
Look, two in the brain. Brap, brap.
Eggman, great boss. I'm on board.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he probably ticks every one of these traits. Yeah. He's honest.
Yeah, as hell. He can motivate people.
Yeah.
He's very trustworthy, and he's got a high emotional intelligence because he is seeing not just where the world is, but how it's going to be.
And how
it's
going to
be fucked. And so he's going to be like, right, I got this. Let's make it better. Let's make the world a better place.
Absolutely.
Not just for me, but for other egg men and women out there.
Oh, absolutely.
I would vote one egg man.
All the egg people.
Absolutely. All the egg people on this beautiful globe.
He's a great human being.
Yeah. All right. All right. What about? Mm-hmm. No, look, you know, I just went ATB. Have you got one?
Well, you know, I thought, you know, Resident Evil.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, what about the idea of like having a boss that is a horde of zombies? Yeah, you know, because I mean, they're just trying to get everybody to be a bit more like them.
That's true. Yeah.
It's kind of like a hive mind situation, and we were talking about royal jelly.
That's true.
What if it's just being bit.
Hey, can we do a little role play here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll be the horde of zombies. You be two workers coming in who need something from.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, horde of zombies.
Hey, one of the horde of zombies. So we're out of Staples, and I tell you, the guy came over to fix the printer, but it's still broken. And I feel that by having so many wants and needs like that, I'm getting in the way of what you guys want. And I was wondering if you could just bite me.
Brains.
And I could just get brains as well.
And so I need next week off. So me and the missus, we're going.
Flinging stuff off my desk. Smashing my head.
It's our anniversary.
Sit back down in my office chair.
Look, it'd be really nice if we could take the week off. We've got a nice little cabin that we could go to.
Pulling out a calendar, slamming a bloody hand down on an alternate date.
I'll come in on the weekend.
Get out of my office.
All right. I like ATB that you tricked me by presenting me with a problem only a zombie could solve. You came in and you're like, I need to be bit. Damn. Yeah.
I think the fact that I need other things that you can't do, you just need to fix me by making me need what you need.
If you just bite me, all I need is brains.
And I think there's an element in which once everybody is is a zombie.
Yeah.
Then it's kind of a leaderless.
Yeah, it's anarchy. Nice.
It's like socialism. It's like everybody get, there's no ownership over anything. It's like you get to eat whatever brains you've got your hands or teeth on.
You never see really in a zombie movie the zombies fighting. You know what I mean? Everyone descends on the body. If you miss out, you're just like, well, there's heaps of them. Mm. Exactly. You know?
The problem with the world is that the rest of the world isn't zombies.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're trying to fix this problem.
And being more zombies.
And they have all the necessary tools to do so.
Exactly.
They've got teeth.
Yeah, teeth and hands.
And legs to carry those teeth around.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's a good point. Well, let's go through our list for the
Horde of Zombies. Horde of the Undead. Honestly, well, they know what they want.
That's right.
No zombie has ever lied. Although, very funny to see one pretending to be a guy.
Yeah, or like a zombie coming and go, leg?
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, so you just wants leg. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, okay.
Wait a second.
And then you go,
a zombie just,
cup of sugar.
Come in.
Yeah. I'm going to go with my gut and trust it.
Just sitting down on my sofa.
Would you like a cup of tea? No. Just sugar.
Sure, I'm making tea. It's no problem. Just getting the cup and just slamming themselves in the fire. You got a bit of tea on yourself there, buddy.
Hey, let me just get that
off
for you.
Let me clean it up.
And then when you go in,
yeah, when you're down
bite.
In the chest, eat your head.
And now a quick word from our sponsor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Also, if you want to keep up to date with everything we do, why not join our newsletter? Just check the show notes or head to our website, sanspantsradio.com, and sign up today.
So zombies, if they could be dishonest, it would be a boon to them. But unfortunately, they can't.
Again, the ability to mentor and provide resources. So they can provide brains. And again, the mentoring is a simple, easy bite.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of like they set you up.
Yeah.
They give you all the everything you need to acquire your own brains. They make you self-sufficient.
And so it's almost like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Be a zombie and you'll have everything you ever need. Yeah. And you've just got to bite someone else.
Exactly. Because once you're a zombie, you have no need for money, wealth, other interpersonal like relationships. You don't need that anymore.
Really, it's just kind of like, it's one step above Buddhism, right? Buddhism is like, all right, you don't need anything, right? Yeah. And zombies are like, all right, you only need one thing.
You need brains. You need brains. You're
good.
Let's
be honest.
But like, how often do you need those brains?
Yeah, exactly.
Because like, maybe like, are you like some kind of snake? You kind of like eat once a month.
I never that with zombies.
Yeah, they seem to always be looking.
Always
but
want
them.
Yeah. What happens if a zombie? I guess a zombie could eat enough brains that their stomach would explode, and it just wouldn't matter, right?
And then the brains come out, and then you keep eating it.
That's how you trap a zombie. You feed it enough brains.
Yes. Yeah, or trap them, or make, or give them infinite happiness.
Yeah.
You're welcome, buddy.
That's how you make a zombie happy.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're
all. You could just cut a hole here, like that, and then you could just go. And get the taste, and that'd be nice, you know. And then you go,
that's probably happens. A classic like fight in a zombie movie often involves like stabbing a zombie in the chin with your sword. Sword. All right, so that probably happens a lot in Zombie Town. That's good.
Yeah,
the ability to motivate. Well,
easy,
done. It's there. I
mean, it's innate. They want brains. They don't have to do anything.
They make you pure motivation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Everything you do is for brains.
High emotional intelligence.
Well, look, the emotional intelligence is probably not there, but then if everyone is a zombie, we all have the same level of emotional intelligence.
Yeah. And they're not getting upset over little things.
No.
You know? That,
I mean, they really like, aren't.
You're no longer frustrated. You're no longer sad. You are arguably no longer happy. Well, Well, I don't know. Yeah. Is a zombie, when a zombie eats a brain, does it get a rush of serotonin? Yeah. Not serotonin.
Endorphins.
Of endorphins. Is it like, oh, all right? Or is it just driven by a desire to consume?
I would say a rush of endorphins.
Yeah, I would say that zombies get literally just happiness. Yeah. Yeah.
I think maybe they kind of always sound like they have a sort of a grumpy contentment.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a, oh, you know, like I still want something, but I'm not unhappy.
Yeah.
Not complaining.
Yeah like, you know, if they get like caught in a traffic jam, do they care? No, because they just wanted that horde.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, to be honest, in a traffic jam, they're near so many more people and brains and who can't escape. You know, they have to climb over vehicles and things like that.
Yeah,
it's huge fact. Impediments for other people.
A traffic jam is probably their jam. They love a traffic jam.
It's a zombie jam, really.
It's the best news. Trust. I mean, I know what he's doing.
I don't distrust the horde.
Yeah, like the horde are there. I'm like, I know they want my brains.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. If I'm a zombie, I'm like, I don't have the concept of trust anymore, so it's not an issue.
It's like the way you would trust a grizzly bear.
Yeah,
that you
don't
know. You know, you go, look, I trust that you're going to be a grizzly bear.
You're not going to lie to me, bear. The bear's not going to come up and be like, hey, dude, I'm just passing by. I'm not looking for trouble, man. I'm just trying to find a honey, dude.
Exactly. Look,
the bear's going to be like, oh, Willie. Basket,
I will. I will. Maybe. I won't. Trust me. I'm not going to swipe it. But he's gonna.
Yeah. But you know,
a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. The willingness to deliver open and honest feedback. No, I don't think we can give the zombie this because zombies aren't paying attention to other zombies. If I'm a bad zombie, if I always go for the nose instead of the brain, and no zombie's going to pick me up and be like, hey, dude.
No, there's no real mentorship.
We actually go for the brain.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You don't realize what you want. It's like, I guess they can sort of, they lead by example. They go, no, they go into the brain. But they just assume you're going to learn on the job.
That's true. There's no zombie orientation.
Do you think when you are a zombie and you start eating someone, you're like, you know, leg, not great, and you move up and you're like, gut is better, but not good.
Yeah.
And you're kind of eating some more organs, then eventually you get to the face and you're like,
oh, this is good.
Yeah. There's something in
warmer,
here.
Warmer.
Warmer. Whoa.
It's a zombie. Skull like a walnut and you're like, ooh.
A zombie slurping up a brain and looking at other zombies like, oh my God, have you tried this?
Like, Gary over there eating leg like a dickhead. Karen over there eating fingers. Brian.
Yeah, Kevin's eating a brain. Chair leg.
Fuck Kevin!
Kevin, you idiot!
The crazy thing is that Kevin's not going to starve or anything.
For some reason, I just pictured like somebody had, I don't know why, put pants on the legs of those that chair. And then, that was enough to confuse Kevin.
He made the wrong choice.
It might be easy to confuse a zombie.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Sure.
Just dressing up chairs like people.
Well, chairs confuse lions. Apparently, if you, it's the 4 points on the chair. They go, it's too many things for them to focus on. And then they go, I can't, I don't.
Is that why a lion tamer will often have a chair and a whip?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only circumstance in which I've ever seen a chair and a lion.
That would make sense. Yeah. They don't naturally form in the wild.
Man, a chair and a whip is a great set of weapons. Yeah. Like a proud knight with a chair and a whip going into a dungeon. That's awesome. You can only really hit someone once with a chair, though.
Yeah.
The ability to inspire.
I think you can hit somebody more than one time with a chair. Unless, like, for some reason you're using one of those sort of TV chairs that just breaks one. You know,
that's true. A real chair is just going
to
deal a lot of damage.
Yeah, if you got, like, a good deck chair, like this kind of steel and things like that.
Like an antique, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Made from a solid block of wood.
Oh, fuck.
Back when they used to make good chairs, you know? None of this cheap shit. From IKEA.
Cherry chair that you can, you have to, like, and then you can only, like, drop it on people.
It's braining someone.
That's good.
It's powerful. So the ability to inspire. Not really. No, you buy the new one brains and you're inspired for brains.
They only have the ability,
self-awareness, yet again.
No.
Not really, but you know you want brain.
Yeah, but you don't know what's happened to you. A zombie doesn't know it's a zombie.
No.
A zombie isn't like, was that a guy?
Now are the horde, are they going to, like, you know, are they willing to learn what the employee needs? Because we want to escape, assumedly. We want to leave the horde.
So, well,
but they do chase.
See, the crazy thing about a zombie, right, is if we're zombies and that's the company equivalent, then it's like a company working at 100% efficiency. You don't need to learn what the employees need
Because you know what the employees need. What the employees need is brains, and that's what they're getting.
Yeah, well, as soon as they become employees, that's all they need.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of the perfect, not the perfect business. That's a bit rich, but it's the perfect something.
But you know what's interesting? I just realized that in order for this business model to work, for them to be able to get as many zombies, is that you have to kind of have zombies that don't get trained up very well and don't know where brains are. Because if they were always just going for the brain, then the zombies wouldn't turn into zombies because they need their brains to be a zombie?
Is that how zombies work?
I don't know.
Sometimes.
The zombies need to eat brains to be zombies?
No, but I mean like...
If you eat a person and eat their brain, then they don't become a zombie.
Do they turn into a zombie?
Oh, good question.
So if you bite their arm because you don't know what you really want, you want is brains.
Yeah.
But then you bite their arm and then they turn into a zombie and then they go off and try to...
Yeah, but if everybody's eating brains, you just get a lot of hollow people. Is it like vampire rules where a vampire can suck your blood and not make you a vampire, but a vampire can...
It's you. Once you eat the brain, you don't get a zombie.
How does a vampire pick? How do you pick?
You know, it's like with any job. It's like it's more about somebody you'd be happy to spend time with.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not so much about your skills because they're going to have to spend an eternity with that person.
Yeah,
In Buffy the Vampire, in the movie, there's a lot of sucking involved. So like they suck your blood, you suck their blood. And forth.
It's an exchange of blood. I just had to check.
In True Blood, I think it involves someone being buried for a bit.
Okay. Oh, no. I just wasn't sure if it was like a vampire digging into your neck. It's like,
what's the original Dracula?
Well, I'm here.
He visits old mate a few times.
Maybe it's just like long enough sucking.
And she's like,
you're a vampire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe there's just like, you know, like there's just like an extra pouch of like fluid in your top of your mouth.
Yeah. And you just
when you're biting, you go like that.
Yeah.
You're like, a vampire.
You know what?
I like this one.
Yeah, you could be a vampire. Well, I would be so willy-nilly with that. You know, seeing like movies, vampires are real like precious about who they make a vampire. Not so me. Left and right.
Everybody gets to be a vampire.
Everybody's a vampire, baby. Boom, boom, exactly. Boom. Welcome to the party. Like,
first one, I'm hungry, I'm going to feed. Everyone else from then on out, vampire.
I would just lie down, mouth agape, be like, slam your neck down on me. We're all vampires tonight.
You want to be a vampire? Fuck yeah. You want to be a vampire? No, don't care. Who about you?
I just go to the local train station, right in the middle of the city at peak hour. Yeah. And as people are walking by, right, just crowds and crowds, just go,
line them all up.
Everybody the vampire.
Everybody a vampire now.
Line them all up like Sonic and Rings. You know,
yeah.
Just a nice neat line.
Yeah, the dream. Compassionate. Zombies are not horde. Compassionate.
No.
I don't think so.
Okay. So I would say overall, as a horde of zombies.
Yeah.
Not the best boss, but
had some surprising benefits.
Yeah,
to
like
it,
a though. Pretty good place to work as.
Yeah.
If you were a zombie,
I would. Yeah, I could pick it. You know what I mean?
If you were part of the horde, it's like
assimilation. It's made becoming part of the horde more appealing.
Yeah, it strips away all of they're offering you the opportunity to strip away all of your other problems.
Yeah,
because suddenly. You know, there's been a shift. You know, there's a context shift.
However, there is one problem, which is survivors who want to kill us.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But we have so no fear of death because we just want brains.
Yeah.
So,
and that they are brains. It's just more dangerous brains to get.
And like, I have no concept of danger.
Yeah,
so,
whatever.
Yeah, no, maybe that's fine.
Oh, that's right. Once they take away that fear of death, you go, booyah! Now I'm living.
Cowabunga, baby.
I never truly lived until I was dead.
It's great that zombies are never like they always seem shocked. When they attack the survivor in the zombie movie, and the zombie, like the survivor, whips a chain around them, the zombie always has like a, oh!
What are you doing?
What? You're fighting back? Excuse me.
Well, it's like us trying to eat a cow, and suddenly the cow pulls out a whip.
Yeah.
You're like, what? Wait!
You're not ready for it.
Wait, we bred you to be delicious. Stop that.
Not to use whips. Oh, imagine you accidentally breed them and they're just like,
fuck, we bred cows to use whips. I'm not milking that.
By the way,
how do we get close to this cow?
I'm picturing him standing upright, two legs down, and then two whips like this.
Milk me, bitch. Milk me, bitch.
Yeah, try. Just have a try.
Coming there with like a chair and a pail.
Oh, God.
We got this.
Shelf.
I mean, it is my job.
Just trying to make a living, man.
Come on, dude.
It's going to hurt you, right?
Oh, man. The cows have got whips again.
Well, I'm going to keep breeding them like this.
Marge.
Fuck.
Call the police.
Oh, damn.
Anyone else imagining that as a farmer looking out his window? Oh, man.
Just like a field of cows. Where did they get the whips from?
Oh, they made them out of leather. They must have been... Oh, they gone and killed God Bessie.
Dang it. Marjorie, wake up.
They dirty cannibal cows killed Bessie, made whips.
Give me my shotgun.
Wow.
Just doing it with their purpose. Just having fun.
Yeah, you know, the cows are still as dumb as a cow. They just love it.
And then they see him come out and they go, and they run because it's just cows.
They're just scared.
Come back, you idiot. Yeah.
What you go, hey, cow. And they go, like,
whip, like a bunch of cattle dogs, like trying to like round them up, and the dogs are freaking out.
First things first, remove the whips.
That's great. The cow just be doing this with its hoops.
Now it just look like they're dancing. That's a bit better.
It's closer to being acceptable.
Well, all right. I'm not as afraid to milk the cows.
They just look like they're having fun. Just having a dance. Marjorie, get it out the CD player.
Hey, Marjorie, get my maracas out.
Let's play some sweet jams.
Maybe we a band now.
Jacob, give me some lighting. Get the strobe out.
And then everybody's watching the like cow dance and somebody leans over to you and is like, you know, they used to be whipping. Whoa. That's interesting.
Get that cow a nice big fruit hat. There you go. Nice little bikini.
Now we're talking.
All right, now we got a show. I think we just found a new source of income.
Screw the dairy industry. We're show people now, Marjorie.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Marjorie, was this that new sound you were looking for?
This is showbiz, baby.
Okay.
Oh, mercy.
Okay. All right. All right. Next, boss. Mm. Let's see. I want to put forward The Pavement from Tony Hawk.
Okay.
Of course, the greatest enemy of all.
Greatest enemy of all.
You fall into it, gnarly. Mm. I'm with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, okay. Yeah, known as eating shit is hitting that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, your guy makes a great noise, something like, ooh, every time it happens. It's good. Oh, God.
Yeah, and so you kind of, I mean, you're obviously supporting, you know, Tony Hawk and those guys.
Yeah,
by
nice.
You know, most of the time, you
yeah,
know,
you are being Pavement.
That's
and
right.
And they need you. They need to put things on you.
That's right. It's like good and evil.
Yeah.
There's no skateboarder without Pavement.
If there was no Pavement, Tony Hawk would just be skating in the void.
That's right. Skating in the void, or he'd be like some weird like dirt, like dirt skater,
or just grinding on rails like for infinity. You know, you can't get down. You know, there's nothing there.
It's just a series of pipes. It's kind of like up. it's like, and you wouldn't need the wheels. So it'd be more like snowboarding on a weird series of pipes.
Absolutely. So the Pavement's massively necessary.
Yeah.
Now, as a boss,
yes,
is it honest?
I mean, how much more honest is just a big hunk of concrete?
Yeah, the ground never lies.
The ground never lies. That's the best thing about the concrete. You look at the concrete and you're like,
that's the ground. That is the concrete.
I mean, occasionally a painter does come and does that thing where it kind of looks like it's a big hole in the ground.
Yeah.
But that's a painter lying. It's not the ground.
That's a dirty painter trick.
Yeah.
That's the dirty painter besmirching the honest integrity of
the concrete can't do anything.
Ground.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, great. What were our other categories?
Let's see. So the ability to mentor staff and provide resources. So maybe not the ability to mentor staff, but to provide resources, concrete is the resource.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tony Hawk and other skateboarders could not do what they did without
wonderful pavement.
Mentoring, okay, so is existing in a way that helps you skate mentoring?
In a way, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would argue, yes. Plus, you got to imagine if you want to perhaps one day be like concrete yourself.
Yeah.
Or if like, hey, I want to be ground. Yep. You could go and approach ground and be like, how do I become more like you?
Sure.
And they're not going to give a response, which is basically just a wait, because eventually you will die.
Yeah.
And
yes.
you will be put under underground.
And in a way,
and then
you'll
you will become
the ground. Yeah.
Is this an equivalence or am I way off base?
Okay.
Sure.
You have one of those crabbing boats.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. You are trying to train up some new staff on how to crab.
Yes. Yep.
You dress yourself in a crab costume.
Okay.
And you jump into the sea.
Yeah.
Yes.
They put down a gigantic crab trap.
Yes. Yes.
You clamber inside. They pull you up. You extend a clawed hand. Say, well done. Is that the same?
Yes.
Yeah, I think a little bit. Maybe you own a crab boat.
Yeah.
Right? And you get a big crew, you get them out there,
yeah.
right? And
yeah.
you're hidden in the sea, and then you start shaking the boat, right? So shaking the boat, and they fall out and things like that. And then you're teaching them about the bad stuff that can happen,
out at sea when you're crabbing.
Because, you know, that's kind of what the pavement is teaching you. You're teaching them, well, gravity.
That'll get you. Know,
gravity has some bad effects on your bones, especially when you hit us.
Not ideal for it, yeah.
You know, and you're saying, and I think that's the only thing you're teaching.
Yeah. Well, that comes out to point three, the ability to motivate. You want to stay on the board because the alternative is gravity doing some bad stuff
exactly.
to your
bones. It's basically like, if you fuck up, I will hit you as a boss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's if negative you, reinforcement. It's,
exactly. So, look, I want these reports in by Monday.
Yeah.
If they're not, I'm going to clip you behind the ear.
Yeah.
Not a great motivator. But a motivator.
Frightening workplace.
Mm. You know, I've realized that maybe it's kind of a co-bossing kind of scenario where Pavement is kind of also running the show with gravity.
Yes, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely on the money there. Gravity is also,
yeah, you're right. Because if someone's going like in one of them like half pipes and going really high up, Pavement got nothing on that.
Yeah.
Pavement's sitting there being like, if they fall, they're going to fall on the half pipe, not me.
Yeah. Mm. Gravity comes
is like,
in.
Yeah. Don't worry, I got your back.
Kwaboom.
Yeah.
Bang, face first, no teeth.
I can't stop imagining working at a place of employ where they spank you or something if you screw up.
Sure.
I wonder what that would do for productivity. Would it be good?
Like at a supermarket or whatever.
Yeah,
you drop a jar.
They're like, all right, come out the back.
Onion. Get on my knee. Come
You're
on.
Like, ah, oh, man, but I won't do it again.
Yeah, well, it was an accident, though. And so I probably am still going to, that's going to happen again, and I just have to accept that exactly. spanking is just part of this job.
Spanking's, it's something I can't get away from. Exactly. I'll just get spanked.
You've all been very naughty. Yeah. I'm no longer a boss. I'm your daddy, and your pay is your allowance, okay? Now, don't be naughty, or else we're going to get
and
some
And it's a
spanking.
Good lesson in that you can't control everything.
Yeah.
You know, there's some things that are really, you know? But it doesn't mean that because something happened that wasn't your fault, doesn't mean that you shouldn't pay consequences.
Absolutely. You accidentally, it's a slippery jar. Well, it smashes in the ground, and as the tomato sauce spills out onto the linoleum, you're like, well, I'm going to get spanked no matter what.
Yeah. You know, same thing. You're a cashier. You count the thing at the end and you go, oh, we're somehow $5 up. He goes, the boss is like, well, that's not 100% right. Right? And he goes,
you know what? You
I guess
you
so.
Know, that's $5 under.
I suppose,
Seems like maybe.
So I don't care. It's just you got to do your job right or you get spanked.
It's not about, you know,
I don't want to spank you. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're going to spank you. And it's that part, like, not at the end of the day, but just when you're about to swap over cashier. Mm. So it's just that spanking just laying on the conveyor belt and just in front of people.
Yeah, absolutely. I imagine smashing a jar and just like pulling my pants down just under my bum cheeks and walking. In my mind, it was
waddling to your boss.
Well, in my mind, it was in like a back office or something. But no, apparently, I just reveal my ass and face first on the ground.
Humiliate
face down, ass up, while your boss comes over to the aisle, spanking you in front of your spilled pasta sauce.
It's great to imagine
staining the lid.
Boss coming around with like a higher tiered, you know, like maybe a
a higher manager being like, yeah, but excuse me one second.
Yeah.
I need to spank an employee.
Yeah.
Or if there's like, the boss comes in and then like the manager comes up and then like realizing, well, if they're getting like, it's on you. Mm. They're fucking up is on you.
Yeah.
So then watching your boss getting spanked.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh, by the regional guy.
Yeah. Like, you get spanked by your boss and you're like, whoa, that's humiliating. But then your boss is like,
the reason I do this is because I'm getting pressure from above.
I've noticed that you're doing a lot of spankings this month, which means that your employees aren't doing well. So come on.
It's actually not the worst system, because that means that your boss doesn't want to spank you because it reflects poorly on him.
Exactly. You know, I think that this boss is sort of the personification of the boss in the game Rock, Paper, Scissors, and paper. If your boss was paper, all he knows is how to spank, just to cover things with his big paper hand.
That's all he knows.
Yes.
Once paper gets the scissors, he doesn't know what to do. He tries and cover.
Paper cannot figure scissors out. Paper's got no idea.
Scissors. He's just trying to spank scissors.
Scissors is on top of it. Scissors sees paper. Scissors knows what to do. Yeah, it's true. Paper, exactly. Paper gets rock. Paper finds paper. You can't spank a spank.
Yeah. They both try and spank. They both try and spank each other. It's a clap.
It's a high five.
Exactly. If you try to spank a spank, you're higher five.
Yeah.
That's just how it works.
That's not good.
That's the only time that you can have a positive work environment is if you're only bossing other papers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. When there's a couple of regional managers, everyone on the same level, everyone's just high-fiving.
You create a terrible spanking spiral. That's right.
But if any of your employees, any at all, are like a human
or
a rock, then it's back to spanking.
Man, trying to interrupt a spanking with the scissors hand gesture. Sorry, boy. Whoa! Oh, he's got me there. Then you just get punched in the ass.
All the employees start carrying around scissors.
Okay.
Don't know what to do with that.
Fair enough. I'm going to have to bring this up with regional, HR. With management.
But you know, the head of HR is also paper.
What am I to do?
That's all ticks for pavement. Mm-hmm. And the willingness to deliver open and honest feedback, which is great for pavement. If you fall and eat shit, you fall and eat shit.
Absolutely.
Pavement ain't going to sugarcoat it.
That's right.
You got spanked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
And that's it.
That's it. Not even sorry. You got spanked. Don't fuck up next time.
Exactly. Maybe don't fuck up. Again, the ability to inspire.
Yeah. Look,
don't
there in the
fuck
team.
Up or else you're going to get spanked.
There's nothing more inspiring than a big slab of concrete.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I look at a slab of concrete and I'm like, whoa. I can do things that
I can make something of my life.
Not just like the threat of injury, but you look at like an open slab of concrete and you see potential.
Yeah.
I can put things on that.
I am not.
I can put a rail. I can put a half pipe.
Yeah. I can put
a pool
a
and drain it.
A person who upset my mob family under it.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. You know? And no one would ever know.
Exactly.
I can get a bit of concrete, put that on someone's feet like some shoes,
and
put them in a river.
Exactly. They could sleep with the fishes. I don't.
Concrete is really useful if you're part of the mob, is what I'm finding out.
It's a big part of being in an organized crime family.
Yeah, because also your concrete company is your front. And
concrete's the backbone of organized crime.
That's right, and it's a strong backbone.
Self-awareness, once again, concrete does not, unfortunately, succeed here. But we knew that going in, I think.
Emotional EQ and things like that. But again, I guess it is kind of punishing you a lot through...
Yeah, through being there when you hit the ground. It's not a very hands-on boss, concrete, though.
No.
Which I think is a bit of an issue. It's not there to... It's just punishment. There's no reward.
No, it's always hovering. Yeah. There's no reward other than, I guess, you working well, you achieving your own goals.
I suppose that's all you can kind of get out of concrete is knowing that... It is helping you to achieve your goals. That's it.
Yeah, it's kind of like a boss, but everybody who works under it is a freelancer.
It's
kind of like Uber. Yeah. You know, they never claim that they were employees.
Yeah, they don't. Well, it doesn't. Where on paper does it say they're employees?
They're contractors who work on us. Use our system to work. And they're not entitled to any benefits from us.
What about self-awareness?
Yeah, well, we were saying self-awareness, it's concrete. So unfortunately, it's not done massively well. What about, can I put forward Jaws from the NES classic Jaws?
Sure.
Okay. Mm. A shark. Honest in that it is a shark.
That's true.
Okay. That's transparency.
Yeah.
I'm a shark. I want to eat fish. And next question.
If and again, a lot of like CEOs of big organizations are often described as sharks.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
Because they're often described, once again, as sociopaths and like narcissists and those kind of things, and often will have, you know, the beady eyes of a shark.
Yeah.
And if that is not like a shark, I don't know what it is.
Have I, though, have just made the zombie boss, but one? Is that effectively what is going on
here?
It's
like a water zombie boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a way, but the shark once bit by, you do not become a shark.
That's true. You just die.
You just or get cool scars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But maybe there is a job working with the shark as that fish that kind of follows it around and like eats little bits and pieces that kind of come.
Sucker boy.
I think I would love to be reincarnated as that guy. They always seem pretty content with their lives.
Yeah, yeah.
They suck in the side of a shark. Yeah. Oh, that was delicious. The shark not paying him any mind.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's your life.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, so it's like a one-on-one kind of job where the shark is your boss and you get to live your life with it as a sort of like a, not like a, you're not a slave because you're kind of just, you're
your doing own, it for yourself.
You're doing it for yourself. But then you also get companionship in a way.
That's true. You know? It's like, because, I think being maybe a parasite is the best way to live.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I think you're right. I mean, aren't we all living off the man? You know, just.
Anyway, you think of the shark as like the man, the boss, the one in charge, and we're all just sucker fishes sucking on that ample shark titty.
Is maybe the sucker fish to the shark sort of the situation where the shark is like a successful music star or TV personality.
Or like the head of a film company.
And you're just
some kind of, I don't know, leader of a country.
Yeah.
In the 40s or so.
But you're just the kind of person, or the sucker shark's just the kind of person that is there to get the offcuts of fame, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you ride those
the coattails.
The little bits that fall off, you know, like, you know, they go out, they get a booth, you know, like a cordoned off booth at some nightclub, you know. But they're not there to drink the whole bottle of bubbly.
No, you can have a little bit of beer.
You can have what's left. You can be.
You're there sipping the drink.
He's like, we're going like that, and you're like, quick, and finishing all the glasses of everybody.
Absolutely.
Like that, finishing any cigarette butts that people didn't finish.
You don't get to ride. You get to ride in the limo, but you can't talk or do anything while you're in there. But you're in the limousine.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Good.
Any meat with bones still. Any bone with meat still on?
Yeah, you just suck that out. You're
doing that thing where you're like half left, but you're still kind of going.
You're collecting it all in your shirt
quickly sucking it off your fingers as you get into the limousine. Yeah, absolutely.
You just got to anticipate when the shark is leaving to ask the waiter to be like, hey, can we get all this to go?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Can I get this in a doggy bag? The real quick shark's tapping his watch, like, we got to go. And you're like, hey, just a second, I'll eat this in the car.
Yeah, but during the meal, you can probably eat anything that falls on the ground.
That's pretty good.
Or any, like, you know, any girls or guys that they're not interested in.
Yeah, yeah, hello. I'm here as well.
As you can see, I am friends with the shark.
None of the famous people, but the sucker fish, am here as well.
Is that good for you?
Do you just need a warm body at the end of the night?
I can't actually leave. I can't go off anywhere. But we could, as long as we're within earshot, we could do something, you know, naughty.
As long as I can see the shark, we can do. If we do make out, if we fall around, I will have to have one eye on the shark.
But I will keep both eyes open while making out with you.
Looking for my boss.
I can't promise anything.
The moment the shark leaves, I am gone. Yeah.
The shark does not respect me.
Man, the equivalent of sucking the meat off the bones, but with a kiss as you leave. I gotta get it all in.
He's done making out with somebody, and you're like,
let me lap up the rest of the kiss. I need what's left. Give me the dregs. Okay, goodbye.
That is heinous.
That is sloppy seconds of a kiss is bad.
And then your boss is getting a haircut, and occasionally you're like throwing some of your hair in there to just get in some of the, like, get, accidentally get into one of the snips.
Sure, thank God. Whoa, I got $100 off a $400 haircut. Yes. You
know, the guy's going like this, like that, and you're kind of like getting your head up.
Just sneaking it in. Oh, yeah. Man, to be a suckerfish, that's to truly live.
I think at the end of the day, really, the best employer is a shark, and you're the best employee is a gross
big,
little suckerfish.
Being a parasite rules.
Being a parasite fucking rules. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Alistair George William Trombley Birchall.
And where can we find you, ATB?
You can find me at Two in the Think Tank. That's the podcast, the sketch idea podcast, where we come up with sketch ideas. And at Shusher Guided Meditations, which is a silly comedy guided meditations thing that for some reason people genuinely fall asleep to.
It's great. I love it.
And also one of the reviews online, the lady said that she is the only podcast that she masturbates to. I don't know how that works.
That's beautiful. I don't think we've ever gotten that.
Yeah, nobody masturbates to any of this shit. People can't.
Yeah.
It's impossible to do.
No, it's possible. You can do it, but you gotta work.
It's hard. It's an uphill battle to jerk off to anything Sans Pants puts
out. Don't you hate feeling like shame at the end? Don't you want to feel success? It's like climbing a mountain.
Oh, man. Beautiful. To masturbate it at the end, be like, hell yeah. That would roll.
Boom
shakalaka. Another victory for this guy. Good night.
Oh, fuck, man. Most people get tired. Not us. Yeah. No.
Whoa, I am wide awake.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.